My name is A M A to the R U A. Welcome to the Amaru Podcast. A. Welcome back to the Amaru Podcast. My name is Amaru Kung and I'm the host of this podcast. It's all about supporting you get over your insecurities and your fears and all of those obstacles that stand between where you are right now and where you know deep inside your heart you are called to be. In this season, we're talking all about happiness. And over the last couple of episodes, I've been talking about, you know, different things about happiness. And in the last one, I talked about my number one biggest thief of happiness, something that I have found time and time again to just steal happiness from my life on this journey of building my dreams. And in this week's episode, I would like to continue this conversation on thieves of happiness. So another thief of happiness that I have found personally in my life just keeps showing up over and over again is this notorious trait that is setting huge goals. So on a very simple, like simple scale, I'll show you. One example is I will have 2 hours, for example, that I know my sunshine is napping. So I'm a mother and my son takes these afternoon naps, which are typically up to 2 hours. And there are days when I will set, like the goals I will set for those 2 hours are things that the average human being needs like a whole week to do. And even though I will feel deep inside of my heart, I will know that, you know what, I'm probably not going to get through this. There's a part of me that's just like, no, you know what, we're going to do this. We can do it, whatever it is. I give myself this pep talk. And so guess what? You know, 2 tasks down the road or I don't know, some minutes into the first task, depending on how big these tasks are, when I hear that first sound of my son being like, mama, mommy, or I just hear that like tiny little cry, oh, just I feel it right away, just that wave of disappointment, that wave of a sense of just failure. How did I let 2 hours get, you know, pass me by? And typically when I do things like that to myself repeatedly, guaranteed it just turned into a bad day, you know, because I set all of these extremely overambitious goals for myself that if I were to just spend a few more moments just reflecting on how feasible, you know, how practical it is to expect myself to be able to accomplish any of these things, I would have known right away that, hey, you know what? Not possible. That will take too much, or that's just gonna cause a lot of stress to do. And you know what? Then probably just reprioritize, because there's always time for what's most important, as I have learned. So that's it. Setting ridiculously ambitious goals and targets, not even as like the best case scenario, but as the baseline, saying to myself that, hey, you know what? You're gonna do all of these things, or you need to have done all of these things. Ah, I've talked about this in previous episodes as self-cruelty. And I have to tell you, this is definitely way up there on the list of things that time and time again, when I do them, definitely guaranteed rob me of just happiness, peace, and serenity in my life. And so if you're out there and if you are occasionally that person, hey, my love, gentleness, okay? Deep breaths. Yeah, just like that. It's okay. It's okay to tone it down. It's okay to set more realistic targets and goals. And you know what? Surprise yourself, you know, if you're able to sneak some more things in, but don't make that the baseline. Don't train your body to operate on high stress. It's just not sustainable. It's not necessary. It's just no. Let's take more time to really reprioritize. I signed up for this incredible program earlier this year with a business coach that's just brilliant at this stuff. And something that I learned, a new mantra that I kind of took out coming out of that program, was that there is always time for what's most important. And so this is definitely a lifestyle change. This is definitely something that's going to take more than a few repeats or a few days, a few weeks to really ingrain in my DNA. But that's something that I'm working towards. It's something that I'm needing to remind myself every so frequently that, hey, there's always time for what's most important. And so I'm taking more moments to really reorganize, reprioritize, and decide what is actually important to me today, this week, this month, in this season. And I can tell you, so far, in the moments where I really do honor that, and times where I really do honor that, all the stress that I avoid, it's record breaking how much stress I just eliminate by doing that. And so, hey, my loves, okay, don't set over ambitious goals as your baseline. Don't do that to yourself. Don't make yourself miserable in that way. Be kind, okay. All right, I'm gonna leave you with this one. I hope that you have a beautiful, beautiful week ahead. And whenever you're listening to this, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear how much this resonates. Let me know over on my Instagram at Amaru Kung. It's tagged in the podcast description. I would love to continue this conversation with you over there. And if you feel so generous and cold to it, I would appreciate it so much if you took just a moment and left me a review or a rating. Oh, that would make me so happy. It does so much in just letting other people know what to expect when they listen to this podcast. And so please go ahead, just let me know your honest review. I would love to hear from you if you're loving it. If you're not, please DM me on Instagram. Don't mess up my ratings. Thank you very much. Jokes aside. Hey, until next time, with all of my heart, Amaru Kung.